Many economists and certainly a lot of jittery investors believe that the policies of the current Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke are the reason why the U.S. economy has crept out of the recession that hit global markets back in 2008. The easy money from the Fed, quantitative easing is the technical term, stimulus is the shorthand for the Fed buying its own debt bonds in the form of treasury bills and buying packaged U.S. mortgages. It's the lifeblood of the recovery, such as it is.
I believe that supporting the recovery today is the surest path to returning to a more normal approach to monetary policy.
That's Janet Yellen, President Obama's nominee for chair of the Federal Reserve, testifying before Senate hearings on Thursday. Yellen is in a strange position at her confirmation hearing. She currently holds the number two post at the Fed, is keenly aware that her testimony to get her votes in the Senate could also produce real-time anxiety attacks in the markets while she's testifying. Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor for The Guardian, joins me now. Heidi, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
You know, this is a strange position. I mean, Janet Yellen does want to point out her differences with Ben Bernanke, but she's under some pressure to maybe pretend that she has no difference between Ben Bernanke and the policies of stimulus.
Yeah, the ironies are rampant. I mean, Bernanke himself barely got confirmed the last time around, and now all we want is more Bernanke. It's so ironic. But, you know, for Yellen, there actually are some key differences between her and Bernanke. Yes, she does want to continue the stimulus, but she has a notably more bearish or negative view on the economy than Bernanke does. He has always looked towards the sunny side, as has the White House and the Treasury Secretary. In fact, the White House sent out three graphs to its email list just this week saying these graphs prove that the recovery is strong. And Yellen has a slightly different message. She's saying there's a little bit of a recovery here, but things are not as good as we think, and we have to keep taking action.
And since markets love to read the tea leaves on these kinds of statements that sound so, opaque from nominees for the Federal Reserve, officials for the Federal Reserve chairman, can we believe Janet Yellen in front of these hearings, or is she going to be so cautious that we really won't know the Yellen vision until she's actually confirmed, if she gets confirmed?
Well, I think she's cautious, but smartly cautious. I certainly don't think she'll be misleading. That wouldn't serve her, and it certainly wouldn't serve the Congress, who see this as a time to do some scoring against the president where they need to do that, especially in his performance on the economy. So we can trust what she says, but she's not reckless. I mean, it has always been the role of the Federal Reserve chairman to be as careful and as precise as possible in trying to describe the economy, except, of course, for Alan Greenspan, who preferred to say nothing like the Godfather.
Exactly. How much do you think Janet Yellen will address the circumstances which will probably define her term if she's confirmed? And that is the consequences for the Fed of this stimulus program that's gone on for so long.
That's really the big question. You know, as long as the Federal Reserve keeps buying these bonds out of the market, treasury bonds for the government and mortgage bonds, it is buying them and putting them on its own balance sheet. It's like, you know, taking on your child's debt and putting it on your own credit card. And that's what the Fed has been doing. And now its balance sheet has ballooned to trillions of dollars. And the question is, obviously, that's unsustainable in the same way that your credit limit would be unsustainable if you kept taking on everyone else's debt. But how does the Fed get out of it? And that's the big question facing Yellen right now. And she should be pressed on it because it's the most difficult economic question of our time.
Can those assets be unloaded, unwound in any sense, or will the Fed go bankrupt under Janet Yellen?
No, they can definitely be unwound, but it has to be very slowly and very, very carefully, or else there will be a panic.
Heidi Moore, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Heidi Moore is finance and economics editor for The Guardian US.